wedding talk. We were going to do something with our lives. When they recruited the WAFs, they would say they were actually recruited on the basis they'd be asked if they'd like to do something secret. They wanted to do something that they couldn't be told about. Things that stick with me are the odd things that she did tell us, but also her general attitude. She couldn't bear men who talked about their war experiences. We knew there was something very special happened to my mother, but she was never ever able to talk about it, to tell us.
They skirt around the grounds of the manor by the river. And then they are walking north on the beach, with low, crumbly-looking cliffs alongside, topped by trees from the Bawdsey Manor Gardens. The long shingle beach is empty of people. There is mile after mile of wooden groins, intensely eroded, sculpted by sea and air. The groins that appear in "Oh Whistle and I'll Come to You, My Lad." A story inspired by M.R. James's visits to precisely this area between Felixstowe and Bawdsey. It's in this story that dreams and other dreamlike states are glimpsed as worlds of exteriority, as places where external forces can be encountered, beings from elsewhere. For a moment, the eerie nature of sleep as a whole is grasped. There is an 8-hour gap in our memory every 24 hours. Every night,